Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to think checklist, not routine. If you are attracted to the concept of a morning routine, but you have a busy and unpredictable life, thinking of your desires as a checklist, rather than something that has to happen on a strict schedule, can open up more possibilities. When I describe my mornings, it is hard to get around the unpredictability. The toddler wakes up at varying times and he wants to nurse when he does, so my morning can start at 5:30 or 7. On weekdays, the first hours are consumed with getting the big kids ready and off to school. I also have a few things I like to do in the morning. Every day since January 1st of this year, I have been doing what I call my rituals. I read a chapter in War and Peace. I write in my free writing file. And I do some strength training. None of this takes much time. But I do these things every single day. I quickly realized that if I insisted on them happening precisely at 7 a.m. or something like that, this would be frustrating for all involved. So, I don't. Instead, I simply say that they need to happen sometime, usually before mid-morning. I have a checklist for the morning, but I don't have a strict time. And so, I have been able to stick with it. Perhaps you, too, also have babies or toddlers. Or maybe you work shifts at your job, and so some days you're working overnight, or some days you start in the afternoon. Maybe you have a joint custody arrangement so that some days are completely kid-focused and some days are completely not. Maybe you suffer from some sleep issues that mean you need to give yourself grace on the mornings when the nights have been tough. There are all sorts of reasons that inflexible morning routines can't really happen. But that doesn't mean that we can't make choices with our mornings. If there are activities that you'd like to incorporate regularly into your life, see if you can turn them into more of a checklist and less of a routine. If you say that at some point before 10 a.m. I will have moved my body around for at least 10 minutes, well, I am guessing that you can make that happen. If you say that at some point before 10 a.m. I will have written in my journal for 5 minutes, or meditated for 5 minutes, or prayed, or read a sacred text, or anything along those lines, I am betting that you can figure that out too. Is it doing a triathlon at 4 a.m. daily? Well, no. But it doesn't need to be. And guess what? Many of those people claiming strict and elaborate morning routines don't actually do them every single day either. Weekends and holidays tend to look different. So they've got flexibility. You can have flexibility too. Progress happens, whether it is strictly at 7 a.m. or just anytime before 10. The checklist approach makes something like a morning routine possible. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.